Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is the mic on? Good. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to come and visit, come and worship with us any Sunday at 10:30. We are located at 4071 North Foster Road in San Antonio. And I know everybody here knows all that. Spread the good news. Tell everybody where we are. The scripture selected for opening our worship is taken from Micah in the Old Testament, chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. Taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And the general topic is the coming of the Messiah. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me this the one to be the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock, and in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And I have my schedule is hectic at this time, but when I was, I've been visiting Hector for quite a while, and I got news from him that I bring to the church, because it's really crucial. Jason Decker, who is a relative of his, at age 44, about a month ago or so, had a major heart attack. And this past week, he had triple bypass surgery at a hospital in Austin. And he's doing very well in his recovery process. You know, he can stand up and walk. He can sit down and eat a meal. You know, there are times when those are miracles to be celebrated. But I would ask that you pray for Jason Becker, a young man only in his mid-40s, having a horrible health situation. Keep him in your prayers. God be with you.
Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. When I was a kid, a long time ago, we used to, every morning, my first grade teacher, she'd have us all stand up. And she'd say, okay, class, let's sing good morning. And this is what she would say. She would say, good morning to you, good morning to you. We're all in our places with sunshining faces. So this is the way to start a new day. We started our day every day the same in that little Woodson Elementary School. Now, I mentioned the smiling faces part because I don't see too many smiling faces out there. You got to smile, amen? You know, as a believer, you got nothing to frown about. Amen, you don't. Because the one who loves you very much has saved you and has given you a place with him one day. And he has promised to make you one of his, and he has promised to give you eternal life. And he says, one day you're going to be with me. So don't smile and trust the Lord. Amen? Amen. There's my Christmas speech for this morning. Let's all stand and wave at each other. Amen. And let them see you smile. Amen. There you go. Amen. Give them a smiley wave now. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We have the lighting of the fourth of the Sunday of Advent, the love candle at this time.
Today we light this candle of love as a sign of our commitment to live as people of God's promise, a promise of salvation and flourishing for all the people that springs forth from God's love for all creation. Amen.
Church, happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
You are King and King and Lord of Lords, Messiah and ruler of all. Yet you came not as a lion, but as a lamb. You came as an innocent baby whose purpose was to walk this earth in complete love and then to sacrificially give his life as an atonement for the sins of his children. Emmanuel, God with us, love in the form of man, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Please stand for our opening hymn. What child is this?
What child is this?
Loving hearts enthrone him. Let us prepare for our offering. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for all your bountiful gifts that you've given to us. Even we were not deserving, Lord. You showed your mercy and love on us, and we thank you for that. But this morning, Lord, we thank you most of all for your blessed Son, Jesus, our Savior. For without him, there would be no reason for celebration. There'd be no hope, there'd be no love, there'd be no peace. We ask that you would bless this offering and may it be used for your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Seated.
commands. Thank you. Amen. Well done, choir. Amen. Heather.
Good morning. How was your week? Great. All right, so what have we been doing for the last 3 weeks? We had Thanksgiving, we did. What was after Thanksgiving? The candles. What were the name? What were the candles? Okay, but what did we call the whole thing? What was it all? Well, that's the names of the candles, but what was the whole, what's the wreath and the candles? What was that? It was an Advent wreath. The Advent wreath, right? And you're right, y'all were saying. So the weeks that we had were hope, peace, joy, and then what's going to be today? Love. So the last candle, the last purple candle that's up there that we lit today earlier was about love. So what is love? About you care for people and you love them. Yes.
Amen.
And what are ways that we can show that we love? Saying it, that's an important one, right? Showing it, and how do you show it? By stepping on people's toes? No, that's not nice. Right? By maybe if you see somebody sad, saying, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Kind words. Yes. What else? Do you know? Giving somebody a compliment by telling them they have nice shoes. Yes. All right. So let's try to practice that this week. But there's also one more candle that's up there. Do you see the one in the center? The white one. And what do you think that represents? Christmas, right? And what happens on Christmas? It's about family. But what else? What happens on Christmas? We get presents? But that is what happens. But what are we celebrating?
Christmas.
We're celebrating Jesus' birth, right? Yes. And so it's a white candle, and it's to represent...
Amen.
That it's to represent the light that Jesus is bringing to the world, right? And so that's why that's the last candle of the Advent wreath, all right? And Mr. Allen is going to read us a poem of the Christmas story.
Miss Heather asked me to come and read y'all a story. Let's see how this goes. This is a Christmas story by Leanne Gunther. Ready? Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, begins the story of a baby that most of you should know. His daddy's name was Joseph, and Mary was his mom. This babe was very special.
Amen.
He was God's only son. Some angels come from heaven, and they began to sing, to the shepherds in the fields below, glad tidings do we bring. A bright star lit the heavens to light the Magi's way, to the baby in the manger who was born on Christmas Day. And all who gathered round him rejoiced and praised his birth, for the babe, the King named Jesus, is our Savior here on earth.
All right,
Amen.
So that was the story, a Christmas story, Christmas poem. All right. And that's going to be it for this weekend. But let's say our poem, I mean our prayer before we leave. Are you ready? Let's bow our head. Dear Jesus, may the light of your love always shine in our hearts as Christmas draws near. We marvel of your great love for us. Let your love transform every aspect of our lives and touch everyone we encounter. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a great week and see you Tuesday.
Amen. Amen. Good morning again, everyone. What a awesome privilege it is to stand before you and to proclaim God's word this morning, to tell you about the good news that has come by way of our Lord's birth. And today we're going to be talking about this part of Advent that we call love, that we call love. And this love thing, I think we've blown it way out of proportion, and we've kind of taken it to be something that's not, it's important, but we look at it lightly. But I want to tell you this morning that our Lord, He thinks very highly of love. In fact, He thinks so highly of it that He sent His only Son, to die for you and for me. Now that's love. That is true love that our Father has shown us. And this morning we're going to look at this scripture from John 3:16, and I would imagine everyone has heard this scripture one time or another, probably got it memorized. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." That is an awesome verse, and it tells us of the love that was manifested to us through our Lord's birth. You know, no birth, no death, no resurrection, no life with Christ. Amen? Amen. Thank God for His wonderful gift, and we thank the Lord for His wonderful Son. So, let's look at this scripture. And this scripture, John 3:16, scripture, it is a very essence of God's love for all of humanity. And of course it's found in the Gospel of John. We just read it at John 3:16, and it is extremely, extremely important that we understand it. So let's get ready to go deep, deep. I remember as a kid when the preacher started talking about going deep, I started to go to sleep. So don't go to sleep on me, amen. We're not going to go that deep. We're not going to go that deep. And it says that, but we're going to go deep, and then we're going to find out exactly how much the Father truly loved us. So we're going to be looking at three main points of this verse. It says we're going to look at the manifestation of God's love. We're going to look at that majesty in the manger. He was more than just a tiny babe. This was the King of Kings in that manger. Think on that. A majesty in the manger. And then we're going to look at the very message of love at Christmas time. And not just at Christmas. I would say to you that the message of love for all time. So let's open up our hearts and let's open up our minds. And let us be transformed by God's word this morning. And this would allow us to know just how much He loves us. So when we think about the love of God, we need to know that this is just not some abstract idea that He has. This is something real, something tangible. And it's in our everyday life. It's present there. It's in the air that we breathe. It's in the sun that warms us up and the rain that nourishes the earth. It's always there, dear one. God's love is always there, and it's always surrounding us. And you know what? It's always available to us yet. But yet, it's more than that. It's a love that goes beyond even our understanding. It's a love that transcends all our human limitations. So, let's look at the birth of Jesus. You see, the event that we celebrate every Christmas This is a perfect example of how much God loves us. He said, he didn't just tell us he loved us. He didn't just say, I love you. He showed us. He showed us by sending his son to die for us. And he is definitely a God of action. And and it's interesting to note, and something that always kind of boggled my mind. Our Lord didn't come as a mighty king or a warrior. He didn't come in royal clothes. He wasn't born in a big palace. He was born in a horse trough in a stable. Think about that. You ever seen a horse trough, what it looks like? I have. They put hay in that horse trough. And this is where the King of Kings, this is where he was born. The ruler of the universe, King of the universe, born in. Isn't that something? This shows the humility and the humbleness that our Lord has. And that is why he wants us as his followers to be humble as well. But I got to tell you this morning, the greatest manifestation, a showing of God's love, it came at the cross. It came at the cross. You see, Jesus, the Son of God, willingly laid down his life just for us. He took our sins upon himself. He suffered in our place, and he died so that we might live. This is the ultimate demonstration of love. Who would do that? Only our Lord. And even we can't understand this, but we can still know the experience of his great love. But I got to tell you, when you experience his great love, it goes well beyond that. Not only should you be experiencing in receiving, but you also ought to be willing to give his love. We should be willing to give his love. When I think about the Lord's love, I think about this offering.
In him of invitation is Savior like a shepherd lead us.
Savior like a shepherd lead us, much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our years thy home prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We are thine, thou doth befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hero, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hero, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to believe us, grace to cleanse and bound to free. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to thee.
give thanks.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord, how wonderful, how awesome you are. How good you've been to us. Way better than what we deserve. I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your spirit would go out on each one of these gathered here today, Lord. That it would fill them and enable them to understand just how much you love them, Lord. Just how much you care for them. Lord, we want to thank you so much. Thank you for what you've done for us. And Lord, we just ask that as we leave this place, that Lord, we realize that the battle is beyond these walls. Help us, Lord, to put that armor on so that we may be able to fight and stand against the evil one. Bless them, Lord. They belong to you, Jesus. Take care of them. I know you will. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." Please stand.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn still to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way,
say this. I forgot. Please forgive me. Thank you so much, Congregation Alamo, for your generous giving for the staff of our church. We really appreciate it. We were able to give them a Christmas gift, a bonus.